Welcome to the Deep Dive. We got this really interesting piece you sent over, Eliza Dushku, Growing Up Mormon in the Journey Beyond, from Christian Culture News.
Right.
And you wanted us to really pull out the key insights. So that's what we're doing today, a deep dive just for you into Eliza Dushku's life.
Specifically looking at that intersection, yeah. Her Mormon background and, well, Hollywood.
Exactly. The article covers quite a bit her background, Mormon culture, those early acting gigs, trying to square conservative upbringing with Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Family influence, faith, identity struggles, challenges, triumphs. It's all in there.
So our mission really is to understand how that Mormon upbringing shaped her life and career. Mm. You know, the unique hurdles and maybe some surprising wins along the way.
It's definitely a fascinating story. And starting with Eliza herself, I mean, she's an accomplished American actress, a producer too.
Born back in December 1980.
In Massachusetts.
Yep, Watertown. And her family background is pretty diverse. Mother a teacher, father a priest, but crucially raised in a devout Mormon household. And the article really hammers home how significant that was, right? For her character, her career choices.
Absolutely. It set a foundation. And of course, people probably know her best initially from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, playing Faith. That was her big breakout.
Right. That really put her on the map.
And the article notes she often gets involved in stories that kind of echo her own experiences, pushing for empowerment.
So her whole journey is sort of this case study in navigating strict values while figuring out who you are.
Pretty much. The struggles and the triumphs of it all.
Okay, so let's dig into that foundation a bit more. Mormon culture. The article says it's obviously rooted in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints teachings.
Yeah, and a huge emphasis on family values. Like, central. Essential for spiritual growth is how the article puts it.
So for Eliza, growing up like that,
yeah,
it must have instilled a real sense of loyalty, dedication. Especially to family.
Definitely. Which makes you wonder, like you said, how that translates when you enter Hollywood, which is, well, different.
Did the article give specifics on how that value showed up in her choices?
It hints at it. And it connects to the community aspect, too. Mormon congregations, or wards, are described as being very supportive.
Right, that close-knit community idea.
Yeah, focused on serving others. So for Eliza, that meant growing up with this, like, built-in support network.
Hmm, you can see how valuable that would be later, like an anchor.
Exactly. Consistent community when you're facing a really demanding industry. It's more than just personal faith, it's collective.
Makes sense. And beyond family and community, the article mentions the strict moral expectations.
Rigorous, yeah. Honesty, chastity, integrity stuff taught from a young age. Basically, your moral compass.
And Hollywood operates differently, let's say. Not always aligned with those principles.
Not exactly known for it sometimes, right?
So it's interesting how those early teachings might have given her purpose, even as she moved into a world maybe distant from that initial framework. Did the article explore tensions there?
It touches on it, yeah. And it kind of leads into how that compass guided her first steps into acting. What's interesting is the article says her creative side was actually encouraged at home.
Oh, really? So it wasn't like she had to fight against her upbringing to act.
Apparently not. Early theater in school, local stuff.
Yeah.
That's where she developed the skills and the passion. It wasn't seen as inherently conflicting. At least initially.
Okay, so it wasn't this forbidden thing, these early stage experiences exploring characters. The article suggests that's where her love for storytelling really started.
Yeah, precisely. It's kind of striking, isn't it, that her faith background didn't block that artistic path.
But the article does hint that balancing faith and the secular world of Hollywood was complex, even early on.
Oh, for sure. And it seems acting itself became a way for her to express herself, maybe explore emotions that weren't as openly discussed in her upbringing.
Mm. Like an outlet.
Kind of. Those early experiences were foundational, setting her up for the bigger roles later.
Which leads right into navigating Hollywood proper, with that conservative background still very much part of her.
And the article really highlights the potential clash there. Mormon values, modesty, family focus, community versus Hollywood norms.
Yeah, you can imagine the friction. It must have been a constant balancing act.
Did the article give specific examples, like script issues or?
Not like specific headline moments, but it emphasizes that ongoing need to reconcile personal values with professional demands. thinking about difficult scripts, the general Hollywood atmosphere.
Right.
It suggests her commitment to those Mormon values actually became a guidepost in her choices. It helped her stay authentic when the pressure to just conform must have been huge.
So it acted like a filter, maybe.
Yeah, influencing roles, how she conducted herself, almost like that anchor we talked about.
Okay, so the article frames it less as one side winning and more about finding a way for her principles and her self-expression in Hollywood to coexist, maybe even inform each other.
Exactly that. And her family and community were key during that time. The article is very clear. They were instrumental.
Her family instilled that ambition early on.
Right.
And supported the acting.
Unwavering support, it says, which in that industry must be gold.
Absolutely. Having that solid ground. And the Mormon community provided guidance too. Mentorship.
Yeah, helping her navigate her career, stay grounded, like an extended network who got her background and cared about her.
That's powerful.
But the article also subtly acknowledges, you know, it probably wasn't always easy. Potential conflicts between her upbringing and industry demands regarding identity, beliefs.
Mm.
It wasn't likely seamless.
Sure. That makes sense. It couldn't have been perfect.
But the main point is family and community remained that vital support system.
Which naturally makes you wonder how she reflected on all this. Her faith, her identity, as her career took off.
Well, the article portrays it as this ongoing process, personal growth, looking back at her Mormon upbringing.
Because being in Hollywood, she'd be exposed to so many different viewpoints,
right?
Things that might challenge childhood beliefs.
Exactly. And the article frames it not as like a total rejection of her past, but more a reassessment, understanding how that background fit into her adult life and choices.
So holding on to core lessons while maybe developing a more individualized belief system. As she got older, saw more.
That seems to be the gist. A nuanced approach, not black and white. Cherishing foundational stuff while evolving.
Sounds like a really thoughtful personal journey. Reconciling her cultural identity with a bigger worldview. Trying to stay true to herself through it all.
It's a theme a lot of people probably relate to, honestly, just maybe not in such a public arena.
And that journey, as the article points out, had big challenges and big wins, all under a microscope.
Yeah, the public scrutiny, especially as a child actress, people watching her choices, judging them against her background.
That sounds incredibly tough. Pressure to fit in, but also pressure to represent her background.
And the article notes that paradox, her faith could be a huge strength, but also something people misunderstood or judged. A really tricky spot to be in.
Definitely. But then the article shifts to the triumphs, right? Like
right.
Buffy and Angel.
Key milestones, yeah. Showcasing her talent, her range. Those roles really cemented her place.
Iconic roles, for sure. And the article also mentions her moving into producing activism.
Yeah, advocating for personal empowerment, industry reforms, taking her experiences and trying to make a positive difference.
That speaks volumes.
It does. And her resilience is highlighted as just critical. Navigating challenges, learning, growing from them. That's often what makes for a long, impactful career.
Now, the article brought up something interesting. Other celebs with similar backgrounds, Aaron Eckhart, Katherine Heigl.
Right. And the idea is how seeing others on similar paths might have resonated with Eliza.
Like a shared experience, maybe.
Perhaps. A sense of understanding. The article suggests these people could have been inspiration or maybe just validation. It mentions Eckhart's work ethic, Heigl's more public struggles with faith and Hollywood. How those might echo parts of Dushku's own journey.
Ah, so highlighting that common challenge of balancing faith and ambition in that specific world.
Yeah, maybe making her feel less alone in that balancing act. The article suggests Dushku values carving her own identity while honoring her roots, and maybe seeing how peers did it offered some lessons.
Makes sense. Learning from others' paths.
And all this leads to her lasting impact. The article sums up her journey as this major transformation shaped by both the Mormon upbringing and her Hollywood life.
It circles back, yeah, those early years giving her resilience, a strong sense of self.
And her memorable roles, often strong, complex women, how she became an inspiration, especially for other women in entertainment.
And it also mentions her philanthropy, her advocacy work, showing her values in action.
Exactly. The article stresses that her influence goes beyond the screen. Her core values, rooted in her upbringing, shape what she does now.
So her legacy isn't just the character she played, but this whole journey of self-discovery, empowerment, navigating different worlds while staying true.
That's the picture it paints. Compelling, multifaceted.
Yeah, it really is. And this deep dive into the article, like you asked, gives a much richer feel for her journey than just, you know, looking at her IMDb page.
Definitely. It shows those surprising intersections, conservative background, Hollywood demands, and how they shaped her.
Absolutely. And the key takeaways really stand out, that lasting impact of family and community.
The complexities of faith and identity in the public eye.
And just the power of resilience, really, facing challenges head on.
So for you, the listener, thinking about Eliza Dushku's story from this article, maybe reflect a bit on your own background, your values. How do they intersect with what you aspire to do?
What lessons can maybe be drawn from her example? Navigating different worlds, staying authentic?
Yeah, definitely some interesting stuff to chew on as you think about your own path and all the things that shape it.